Another of my favorite tracks of yours is All the Desperate Men.
I don't feel I've done the right version of that yet. I think it's a real contender, and I'll do it again someday.
There's a lot of resignation in that song.
In what way?
Well, someone who really feels he's at the end of his tether.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I just think, well, see, it's a lot different over here. I sense where we are very much the same. It's a global community now. The world is a global community. America is a very, very different country. We don't have the roots you have. We don't have the tradition. We are a nation that was started by rogues, by people that they didn't want in Europe. And that roguism has continued even to now. And it's a very... You go into L.A. and the architecture, I mean, there can be a beautiful Spanish building and a little cafe that's made in the shape of a hot dog. You know, it's a ludicrous country in that way, and we're very desperate over there. I mean, success is very important in America, and everything is up for grabs. Everything is always being tested over there, and so we have a real lack of tradition. We have a lack of roots. We have a lack of discipline. And America is really all the desperate men. You know? It's not that autobiographical, really.
Your latest album is called Trancas.
Trancas, yeah.
Now, that's an unusual name. It isn't in the dictionary. I looked it up.
Oh, you did? No, it's an Indian name. I don't know what it means. But the studio I recorded in is in a, called Trancas Canyon in Malibu. And I was living in Trancas. And the bar where Chuck would play and I'd go in and sit in was the Trancas Bar and Grill. So Trancas was an obvious name for the album.
And you've done a song on the album called It Ain't the Gold.
Yeah.
which I suppose is an answer to Gold and the success you had with that record.
Well, it is. I mean, in the essence, you know, what is really important is not the medal or not the money, is the winning, it's doing it. I've always known that, but it became very real to me that the real fun is in doing it. Getting the reward is not as rewarding as it appears to be. It's, if you don't have fun doing it, you never will have fun.
And I haven't made out all the lyrics on the song yet, but is there an Errol Flynn in it?
Here's to Errol Flynn. Yeah, Errol Flynn being the great old movie star who Devil May Care, swashbuckler. You know, live for today, let the devil take tomorrow. You know, just go out and do it is what it means, you know. Don't think about it, just do it.
Ain't the Goal concludes our two-part interview with John Stewart. I spoke to John Stewart for over 2 hours, and the full text of the interview is printed in the magazine Omaha Rainbow. If you're interested in seeing that, please drop me a line, Spencer Lee at BBC Radio Merseyside. Next week, my guest on Almost Saturday Night is going to be Adam Faith. So until then, cheerio.